you carried them in that to the...
We never did. My mother did it and the girl who helped.
And then if you after you've done all that washing and things, where would you take your clothes?
My mother was very strict about that. We never hang the clothes to dry. She would always do it and the girl who helped her. But we were the ones who had to bring it in. And she had something like a barbecue table, and we had to take it off the line, fold it, and put it in the basket. You just didn't bring it in, you had to fold it. Even now, I have a table by the clothesline when I use it, and the girls have to fold the clothes before we bring it indoors.
And then you put them in the chest of drawers when you bring it in?
No, we had a lady come to iron. My mother also had an ironing machine. They were very common then. You sit down and put them through rollers and iron them.
That would do it. So, well, then now do you hang them up or do you...
I have a dryer. I would much rather hang them out to dry. For some reason, I like to air them.
And then after you've done that, when you bring them in, you know, you want to put them in your bedroom, do you put them in the chest of drawers or do you have some place to...
No. Like in my bedroom, we have three... It's a triple dresser. The drawers on this side all belong to my husband. On the first one, I keep his briefs. The second one holds his t-shirts. The third holds the sock and the handkerchiefs. On my side, it would be the same thing. The other three are mine. The girls share one bedroom. There are two girls. They have a triple mirror, a triple dresser. One of them has one side. The other has the second side. And in the in-between, one has her nightgowns, then the other has her nightgown. And the last drawer, we call it a junk drawer. Whatever I can decide who it belongs to, I just put it there and let them look for it. And in the boys' room, it's the same thing. We have a drawer for each kind of clothes.
What about things to hang up?
We have closets. Each room has their closet.
Would you have closets in this house?
In my mother's? Yes, we always had closets. Plus the one closet I tell you for out-of-season clothes.
Well now, was that built in? I know the out-of-season clothes closet was, but would you have one that was movable, a piece of furniture?
No, they were all built in.
Have you ever seen one that was...
Yes, my grandmother had one of those.
What do you call this?
Ropero.
That's what you would always call it, ropero.
Ropero.
And what about another storage place? You know, would you...
Castaña, like a city chest?
You'd have one
for your valuables, yes.
That would be for them.
For your bride's dress, your christening robes.
And would you have? You said that in your daughter's room, you had the bottom drawer was for junk. The junk drawer.
My mother had one for junk. My daughters had one for junk at their own homes.
What would you do what would you call a room or something that you put big junk in?
Well, we call it cuarto de triques.
What's that mean?
Just odds. Odds and ends, but you don't want to.
That's what you call the room.
And then you find that you have something valuable in there and bring it back and polish it up.
Oh, would you keep just things like broken things?
Yes.
Do you have a place to store things?
An attic? No.
Do any homes around here?
My great-grandmother had a basement as big as the house. It was her pantry. That's where we played.
That was what you call the pantry?
Yes.
Now, what do you call something like this? Do you call that a pantry?
That's my own invention. I don't want people to see my dirty dishes. So I have the sink in there. And I just close the door and pretend I don't have dirty dishes. I have a dishwasher. I don't like it.
You keep a clean sink over there.
Yes. Yes, because nobody knows they're over there. So this is my for company sink. And that's the real one.
And do you keep food in this?
No. No, this is the sink, and then this is the washer, and this is the dryer. So I think this would be my utility area.
Well, Matt, I know you must keep your food in these cabinets and things.
This is my company dishes, my very good dishes.